Muslim groups pan Biden's Islamophobia strategy, fails to address Gaza genocide. By Joel B. Polak on December 13, 2024. Muslim groups criticize the Biden-Harris administration's new strategy for dealing with anti-Muslim prejudice, Islamophobia, and anti-Arab hatred, saying it failed to address the Gaza genocide and was too little, too late. The strategy continues the White House's habit of drawing an equivalence between anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. It cites a sharp rise in anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and hatred against Arab and other Americans in the wake of the October 7 terrorist attacks in Israel, omitting the fact that the terror attacks were carried out by radical Islamists, and the fact that some of the culprits in the recent rise in anti-Semitism are Muslim, while the reverse is less often true. Still, it did not go far enough for some Muslim groups. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, which helped water down the White House anti-Semitism strategy last year, said the Islamophobia strategy was too little, too late, and commented that President Joe Biden had become a mass murderer of Muslims by supporting Israel. As Breitbart News has noted, in 2007-08, CAIR was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of CAIR with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled CAIR a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. The executive director of CAIR also delivered an address in which he said the October 7 attacks made him happy. The Muslim Public Affairs Council was more diplomatic. It said the strategy was an important step toward addressing the systemic discrimination, harassment, and violence experienced by American Muslims. But it also said that it fails to address the primary concern of the American Muslim communities to end the genocide in Gaza. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.